Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of addresses, we've been thinking about the importance of our words, and our words are important. Jesus showed how ultimately important our words are when he said that they will be brought up at the judgment, and they'd be used either to justify us or to condemn us. In each of these little talks, I've started by reading what Jesus said as it's recorded in Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 to 37. Starting in the middle of verse 34, Jesus said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." We've looked at Achan and his words, where he had to confess sin. We've looked at King Saul and his words, where he summarized his life by saying, "I have played the fool and erred exceedingly." We have looked at the words of Judas Iscariot, where he had to say, "I have sinned, I have betrayed innocent blood." And we want to think just now about the words of Pontius Pilate and how they might be used against him on the day of judgment. I'm reading here from John's Gospel, chapter 18 and verse 28, and I'll read right through to verse 18 of chapter 19. So 18 and 28. "Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, 'What accusation do you bring against this man?' They answered and said to him, 'If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you.' Then Pilate said to them, 'You take him and judge him according to your law.' Therefore the Jews said to him, 'It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death,' that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, 'Are you the King of the Jews?' Jesus answered him, 'Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?' Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?' Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here.' Pilate therefore said to him, 'Are you a king then?' Jesus answered, 'You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.' Pilate said to him, 'What is the truth?' And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, 'I find no fault in him at all. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the King of the Jews?' Then they all cried again, saying, 'Not this man, but Barabbas.' Now Barabbas was a robber. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, and they said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they struck him with their hands. Pilate then went out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, Behold the man. Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out again, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. So more than once, Pilate is confessing that he finds no fault in Jesus. He should have sided with him instead of going against him and delivering him up to death. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Therefore, when Pilate heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went again into the praetorium and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you? If these words are brought up against Pilate at the judgment, how will he be? He's admitting here that he has free will, that he has the power to free Jesus, to go to the side of Jesus, to defend him. He has power to release him. He has power to crucify him. You and I have free will. God has graciously given to us free will. And you can either accept Jesus or reject him. Jesus answered, You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Above our free will, there is God, and God can do whatever he wishes, but he has willed to give us free will. And Pilate had this power given to him. From then on, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to him, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went out to the place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Jesus stood before Pilate, and Pilate recognized that he had freedom of choice as to what he did with Jesus. He wanted to release him, but he submitted to peer pressure, to the pressure of those in his day, to the pressure of those who were opposed to Jesus, and he delivers him up to be crucified. You have freedom of choice. I have freedom of choice. Will we side with Jesus? Will we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and take our stand before him? Or will we bow to peer pressure? Will we bow to the pressure of this world? Will we bow to the pressure of those who are opposed to Jesus and just let him be crucified? May the Lord speak to us. What we do is so important. How we stand in relation to Jesus Christ is all important. These words may be brought up against Pilate, his own words. I have power to release you. I have power to crucify you. I can make my decision as to how I treat you. You have that same freedom. What will you do with it? May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Amen.